you please state your name?
Tony Warren.
And your position?
President of Suncoast Developers Guild.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
I have been in the Tampa Bay area for 8 years, and I have been working in the St. Pete area for 4.
What are some organizations you're involved in?
I am active in Women Who Code, Girl Develop It, Suncoast Developers Guild, Kids Academy, or should I say Suncoast Developers Guild Junior, Code for Tampa Bay, and National Day of Civic Hacking, along with some of the other hackathons that they put on, Tampa Bay Hackathon, the Innovation Summit, Emerging Tech Leaders. And then I also enjoy the Tampa Bay Humane Society and Keep Tampa Bay Beautiful. So I volunteer for them.
What gets you out of bed every day?
I am absolutely motivated by working with our community members and mentoring and allowing them to pursue a dream for them, which is their career in coding. So I'm motivated by people, and I'm also motivated by them learning and developing a skill that allows them to be positive contributors to the community.
Why St. Pete?
So St. Pete was attractive because of the art scene, the culture, the tech, the food. Really, it's a creative city that allows designers and coders to thrive. And then on top of that, it has absolutely beautiful weather. And the people are very welcoming. And it's located in the South, so that means there's lots of hospitality and everyone's welcoming. But also the community has just been extraordinarily welcoming from an education's perspective, from a mentorship perspective, and then now from forming a new company, the resources that they have here and are offering to help.
What is one habit that you keep?
So I would say I, personally, I have a goal every day to see the bay. So I walk my dog to the bay every day and realize that I'm very small in this big world that's out there. And also just seeing the sun glimmering off the waves and the green palm trees blowing in the wind, that's very invigorating and stimulating and keeps me motivated to live a healthy and active lifestyle. As far as a habit that I do professionally every day is I always ask myself, you know, what I can do better, what I can do to be a better community organizer, to be a better leader, to be a better mentor to our students. So I would say constantly refining my craft and my skill.
Who are some people that influence you?
For sure, my number one influencer is my sister. Her name is Samantha Warren. She's the creator of Style Tiles, and she's a creative director at Adobe in San Francisco. She's the reason that I am a woman in tech, and I pay it forward by going out into the community and giving a talk about traditional and non-traditional jobs in tech, traditional being code schools, designers, developers, and the non-traditional being everything but that as far as PR or operations or accounting. And I specifically go out and try to reach young women that may not be considering that industry and may only think that they have to be behind the computer all day, and explaining to them the benefits of the tech industry and how rewarding it is, opportunities for work-life balance, how it's constantly changing or constantly learning. So it's never a dull moment. It's not monotonous. And my sister is also a very active leader in the community. So she has previously been involved in AIGA. She speaks at all the conferences, but she shares her knowledge, and that has empowered me to also do that. So that's one of the reasons I pay it forward.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, practice that you would share with our readers?
A few years ago, my sister shared with me Lean In. That's from a while ago, but it's absolutely still relevant. It empowers people, and specifically this is for women, but it also empowers all people to really step in and be confident. And when I'm working with people that are learning a new craft, they can often really doubt themselves. And a big piece of that is instilling confidence that they can do it and that they're also good at doing it. So Lean In does that in many ways. And then another book that my sister recently recommended is David and Goliath. And that's just showing that, you know, there's not always the canned way of being successful. There's not one way to do that. It's actually that oftentimes people that are thinking outside of the box and aren't going along with the status quo, there's still success in that. And there's lots of new and innovative ways to do things. So that's been my new motivation, is that especially with forming a company in actually what we're working on is forming a not-for-profit code school. And we would be the only immersive not-for-profit code school in the state of Florida. And with that being said, having to think outside the box and really pioneering a new way of doing things, that this book has inspired me to really keep true to that. And don't be afraid that just because we're doing it differently, that doesn't mean it's wrong.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
I don't think that I realized the power of this type of education. I knew that I wanted to be in the education space along with the tech space. I knew that we were delivering an education to people that they didn't have the opportunity to have in person. So that excited me. But I didn't realize what this type of model and immersive, accelerated process of learning in 3 months, full-time, an apprenticeship style, mentorship style model, learning a craft, a practical skill set, how powerful and that can make someone, how quick it makes them be able to go out and be contributors to employers or to startups, to those people, or if they have ideas and they want to build them, it gives them an edge and a skill set that allows them to do things much bigger than what I realized 3 years ago. I just thought it was simply a career that they were moving into, but this is much different. And if I would have realized that then 3 years ago, I think that I may have also have been championing this education to a bigger population and much louder than I was. And that's what I'm going to be doing moving forward.
Which brings me to our final question. What's next?
So what's next is I'm in the process of forming a not-for-profit immersive code school with the team that I had the pleasure of working with in the past at the Iron Yard. And we are opening the Suncoast Developers Guild, hopefully in the next few months in downtown St. Pete, which is an in-person training center to learn code education for adults. The Suncoast Developers Guild has been around for a few years as a collective of developers, designers, and software engineers in the Tampa Bay area. Just a place and a community to provide growth, to foster education and share resources. And with the closing of the only immersive code school in Tampa Bay, it left a pretty serious gap for people to have access to this type of education and learn this, as well as it left a big gap for our employers to have good developers and talent to be able to build their ideas and their product. So we are working towards being able to have a campus where people can come and learn and grow in a mentorship setting. But until then, we've just really been nurturing our community of developers and trying to foster any sort of collaborative working environment that they can and help them in that way.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.